The Financial Complaints Watchdog is warning victims of the recent bushfires about dodgy middlemen offering to broker quick payouts with insurance companies. While some brokers do offer a legitimate service to push claims through, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority warns people to think twice before signing binding contracts with claims management companies. The authority's Chief Operating Officer, Justin Untersteiner, says some victims are being hit with excessive fees for a service that provides little or no benefit. Mr. Untersteiner is speaking here with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
We are concerned that there are a number of people who have suffered loss due to devastating fires or even the floods and hail who are now being targeted by these claims management companies. What we are hearing are reports that these claims management companies are charging people to manage their insurance claims or to manage disputes that they may have with their insurer.
And how do these middlemen operate? Are they actually in the bushfire areas signing people up face to face, or is this like cold calling over the phone?
It's a little bit of both. So we are hearing reports of everything from door knocking or showing up at community events, right through to cold calls via the phone. And often what we see are tactics being quite pushy and creating panic. And we're talking about people that are already vulnerable, people that have already experienced, you know, significant hardship, and it can be easy for them to enter into an arrangement that they don't understand.
People who've lost their homes are obviously distressed, as some are very confused about what their insurance covers. So have these claims management companies in some cases exploited that confusion and at times trauma?
Oh, look, I think the worst is, again, just bullying tactics, you know, really creating additional fear for someone that's already been through so much, door knocking, creating that fear, pressuring someone to sign up to a contract on the spot. And then again, it's not until the claim's made that the consumer realises that they've lost a percentage of that payout and now can't afford to, you know, rebuild the home or replace the car. And so, you know, it's really quite awful, which is why we are providing these warnings for consumers, for small businesses and primary producers as well.
As you say, insurance companies, banks and the Insurance Council all have had assessors out in the field working directly, assessing claims and helping with the payment of policies. So are these claims management companies really able to expedite a claim?
Look, we would suggest no. As you mentioned, insurers, banks, the Insurance Council have been extremely proactive. We've seen a high level of responsiveness, so we don't see any great value from some kind of claims management company. And so, you know, again, we're really encouraging consumers to think twice before signing up.
Generally, what sort of cut or percentage can these claims management companies take in assessing a claim for people who've lost their homes?
It sort of varies between companies. You know, we've heard some awful stories of extremely large fees and, again, large percentage, which often is not realised until the point the claim has been made.
Because if people do sign up, they are binding contracts.
That's correct, absolutely. And when it comes to a complaint of these services, AFCA, our organisation doesn't have jurisdiction over these claims management companies.
The Financial Complaints Authority might not have jurisdiction over these claims management companies, but can you urge insurance companies to be wary and to also cut out the middlemen?
Oh, look, I think insurance companies are certainly aware of these kind of services and providing warnings as well. We work closely with the insurers. We've also briefed the regulators such as ASIC, just to make sure that it's on the radar for ASIC as well as the government.
So in general, what's your advice to anyone who might be approached in person or on the phone by these claims management companies?
We would be suggesting that in most cases you don't need to sign up with a claims management company, just deal directly with your insurer or your bank. But if you do feel it's necessary for some kind of advocate to support you with your insurer, make sure you get independent advice first before you sign any binding contract.
And that's Justin Untersteiner, Australian Financial Complaints Authority Chief Operating Officer, and he was speaking there with Peter Ryan.